This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez dressed as a pirate. You have Figgy Fig, who has given us the best Joker that I've seen since Heath Ledger.
Where's the booty?
Is that just a general question?
Well, I'm a pirate.
Okay.
I got to know where the booty is.
All right, fair enough. That's also what I want to know for various different reasons. And I'm Reginald Atitula, dressed as Questlove today. I missed this tweet from earlier today. Stephon Diggs sent us a little message on game day for the Texans, and he said, ready to see what these young boys got. In essence.
He's playing.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, Stephon, us too.
Yeah, that is going to be
a lot of us.
That's going to be one of the things that we're looking forward to is what do the young boys look like? Ready to see these young boys is the direct quote at Stephon Diggs on Twitter. And that's going to be a big thing to watch within the course of this game. Another thing that we are watching as your Texans are facing off against the Jets, 7:15. You'll hear right here on Sports Radio 610 with the pregame with Sean and Seth starting at 4:15. One of the things that we've talked a lot about is this offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But Lopez, according to you, we haven't gotten to the worst case scenario.
Well, I think people are afraid to quote unquote jinx anything. And I get it. And I understand it. And I'm with you. I don't want to jinx anything. But my thing is, let's get very honest about why Kenyon Green specifically and why this offensive line in a larger view is so important that they get their bleep together. I mean, let's get serious about this.
So that Joe Mixon can run for 200 yards.
Well, that's one reason.
Yeah.
We can do that whether they're blocking well or not, it seems like.
Yeah.
But when I saw Aaron Wilson tweet out that the Texans actually tinkered with the idea of starting Kendrick Green this week, like short week and all. Now, it's his report, so I don't have any information on that myself. But if you trust Aaron Wilson, and if we're being completely honest, not all of his reports lately have proved to be accurate. He said Nico Collins was going to be back, and then Nico Collins ended up on the IR.
Sure.
But he is around the team, and he did report this from sources. When I saw that they tinkered with Kendrick Green being the starter, and I thought to myself, what are we doing? Like, if you're already thinking about Kendrick Green, you're kind of already going down that road, you know? And the bigger question, the thing that nobody wants to jinx, is let's go back over C.J. Stroud's season thus far, especially in the last month.
Okay.
He came up limping this past week. I'm sure a lot of people noticed that.
Sure.
He's been beaten up several times.
Absolutely has.
I can't remember the exact game. I'm sure the text board will remind me. But another game recently sort of had to, you know, kind of be helped up and not like he got knocked loopy or anything, but just kind of had to gather himself because he was hurting. So let's just be honest. Forget the jinx stuff. If Kenyon Green gets blown up as he was, and the New York Jets, very good defense, especially Quinnen Williams, who will be lined up directly in front of Kenyon Green.
Right.
And something happens to C.J. Stroud, then everybody is liable. Everybody, maybe not liable, that's not a good word. Everybody is going to hear some, is going to get some blowback on that. He's going to get some criticism on that. Why did it take you so long? You know, why were you so loyal? We talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, to Kenyon Green. You were apparently, reportedly, thinking of making a switch, and you didn't do it. And now C.J. Stroud, something happened to him. I'm not going to say the I word, but something, you know, we all know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, the reason that you do these things is that guy right there is your entire season. Like, it's one thing if Kenyon Green, you know, or even Stephon Diggs, you know, are out or either by benching or injury or whatever. That's something that you can maybe work around. Something happens to C.J. Stroud. That's oh, it's over. Your season's over.
Correct.
So, like, I'm a little bit like, I don't know about this, guys. Probably should have at least made the move.
But here's the tough thing about it is, what's the move that you felt confident in to prevent that worst case scenario that we're dancing around when it comes to C.J. Stroud? Because what they ultimately went to was Jarrett Patterson, eventually once they did, and he gets concussed. And like, maybe that's just like poor luck, but that was the move that they had in their back pocket to make. And even with that, right, you listen to some of the people that really played this game.
Yeah.
And they'll point to the fact that Jarrett Patterson was fine. He was better than Kenyon Green, but I don't know that he was, like, great in that way. And obviously, if he would have been a great option, you probably would have wanted to have him there to begin with. And, I mean, do you feel great about the idea? Like, we talked about the possibility that, hey, man, maybe they were tinkering with Kendrick Green starting. Does that sound like something that is like gangbusters when it comes to a move in protection of CJ? Like, I don't know that you had great options is ultimately what I'm trying to get to here.
That sounds like a better option than Kenyon Green. And that's where we are with this. What did Sean tell us off air the other day? Sorry, Sean. You know, I said, would you take, or you did, something for Kenyon Green. He said, I'd take a broom and just somebody out there with him. And here's the other part of this, Reggie. Like they did it last year. They adjusted at left guard last year. I mean, they have done it. Whether it was, Jarrett Patterson, Tytus Howard ended up playing there, and they made do at right tackle. Well, now you got a right tackle that you drafted high that has played already this year. In Eric Fisher, you got Nick Broeker, who has played some guard. Yeah. He's played some guard. You have Kendrick Green, which, okay, maybe, you know, the question is he really that better? He's not worse. He's not worse than Kenyon Green.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
But I think also just you had a young guy in Kenyon Green that you had to, like, to start the season, right? Mm-hmm. Like, going all the way back. You had a young guy in Kenyon Green that you used a high draft pick on, and you'd be lying, I'd be lying, rather, to say that that did not factor in. Still youthful, and you imagine, okay, what's the development curve on this? Like, can he continue to get better? And it didn't go that way, right? And so now I think also one of the things you look at is, where are the points where it is easiest to make shifts?
Mm-hmm.
Bye weeks, like long weeks.
Yeah.
And so you might be coming up on the opportunity after this game where it makes it easier to make that shift.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you've had, and this is the one thing, is that you keep going back to the idea that maybe you pulled the trigger a little late. But they did try and pull the trigger on fixing it. Mm-hmm. You just had a real bad fortune with an injury immediately and thereafter. I think that after this Jets game, you are provided with the opportunity to make some moves, whether it's trade deadline, or if you want to get into musical chairs, that's that having that extended week is one when you have a better situation. When if you want to get into, all right, well, what are the other options that we have at guard?
Yeah.
After this game is where you get the opportunity to try those things, I think, or where you have a place where it makes the most sense to give those things a try with you having a really late
you're
body.
Not. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not wrong, but again, like after the after this week, yeah, you have 10 days. After this week, you have a trade deadline bearing down on you. Maybe you'll have a little more flexibility and time to get this done. But again, you tinkered with the idea reportedly this week. And so I'll go back to this old school. Let's just go old school risk reward. What is the risk of starting Kenyon Green in this game? And what is the reward of starting Kenyon Green in this game? The reward is he's passable, right? The risk is the worst case scenario. And I know where I would fall.
Familiarity as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I'm saying in terms of like, okay, he's passable. Or the risk is we're putting the franchise in trouble back there. We saw it this past Sunday.
Yeah.
He was in trouble. He came up limping. It was largely Kenyon Green that was getting blown up. So the whole risk reward to me is very simple. I would rather, you know, avoid the risk, you know, than maybe have the reward of, okay, he was all right.
Yeah, I hate to talk about the offensive line of your team like this, but in some ways it feels like this is devolved into the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in some ways you look at it and you go, especially if you do not have something that you feel super confident about when it comes to immediately that you're plugging in and you know what you're getting, it might be better to go with, we know the ways in which Kenyon Green will play, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, right? And I don't feel comfortable saying that. Like, I don't feel good saying this, mm-hmm. right? If I think we all saw that game against the Colts and acknowledged that that was far from sufficient. Like, that was not good enough. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know that you have great options, but this did not feel like the right week. This did not feel like the week where you would have the opportunity to really test your options. I feel like next week.
But again, they thought so. They considered it reportedly.
But to what degree? Like consider it. Yeah. You didn't even really have a solid practice opportunity to get any of this feel out. So like tinker with, I don't know if that's something that tells me a lot. Did they think about it for a little bit? And how much of that is we're considering all options mm-hmm. when D'Amico said all options are on the table? As opposed to like really having the thought of, he will start or he gets reps, whatever those reps are, like mental reps, walkthrough reps, or whatever. Like, what is the amount of tinkering? Because I can't imagine that you had much time, if at all, to actually give that a real look compared to the 10-day, you know, stretch that you'll have between this game tonight and the line game when they get here. Not this upcoming Sunday, but the Sunday.
I mean, we could be here tomorrow saying, heaven forbid, knock on wood, but saying, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Oh, come on, man.
No! Even if he's not injured. But if he just gets blown up and they lose and CJ gets beat up again, was it worth it?
It is a Thursday night football game. So yeah. I think maybe that's why they're not making the change, because it's too soon.
Yeah.
Because how much time did they actually practice this week?
One and a half. Yeah.
Maybe it was too much to try to go through a whole new adding a whole new person in there.
And that's ultimately where I feel like this is. This is not. It's a really unfortunate time for all these things to come up. And, yeah, the idea that, hey, man, move Titus to left guard and, you know, put Blake mm-hmm. Fisher at right tackle.
That's a lot of the musical cheers.
That is a lot of the musical cheers. But that feels like probably as much as that's a lot, that feels like maybe the ones where you get the most guys that have some level of comfort in the game. But, again, you have a short week to do that. So, like, all of the answers that you go to, or, like, the proposed answers – it all feels like it's a lot to undertake in 1 week. It feels like, as much as I hate to say it, like their best option might be just rolling Kenyon Green back out there. And I don't feel any good about that.
I will say this. They do have longer time off after this Thursday night game.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
So
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of time to reflect and get stuff together into next Sunday night.
I just like, man, if I'm Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, I mean, it's gonna fall squarely on me.
Yeah.
It's gonna fall. And again, not even talking about the worst case scenario, the I word. Just talking about humiliated again, CJ Stroud gets beat up again, and you lose. Like, What were you doing? Why'd you do this?
Yeah, I do think the unfortunate thing about this is they got a Thursday night game. It'd be one thing if it was like Sunday, yeah. If it was a regular Sunday noon game, mm-hmm. and that give you time to put somebody else there and, you know, run with this offensive line, but you literally had like one day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 days sooner of a game than if you had a Sunday game. I think that's
the unfortunate part in that scheduling.
It limits your opportunity. And yes, I understand, right? Kendrick has been in the system before, but like throwing Kendrick into this place this year, like every year has a level of distinction and difference in it. And again, I'll go back to the fact that they didn't feel like Kendrick being the guy on the depth chart that's immediately behind Kenyon Green isn't the one that they turned to in the moment.
But
where
they do get reps.
Yeah, they
even before this week, they you know, maybe even Titus. I don't know. I'm not at those practices, but like they get reps at different positions. They get backups get reps. Whether it's Broker or Kendrick Green or before Patterson, like they do get reps. It's not like I've never done this before. Now you want me to play on Thursday?
No, I hear
you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how many games have you played this year though? Like, or run with the same squad? I mean, I know it sounds easy to just put somebody in there because they've been here for a year or two.
Yeah.
But this ain't really like Madden where you could just plug somebody in there and let's go. I think they need some time to like rep with that person.
Yeah.
And rep with that line.
So the name of the game is, hey man, just get, this is a
get through it.
This is definitely a get through a week. Like a get through a game. But yeah, the worst case scenario has now been discussed. Thanks for that, Lopez. But now we can move on and focus on the Jets game in a way that I think is more positive, I imagine. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the World Series finally being over. We'll talk about that more next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.